Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
If you love to be remembered as the person who gives the best birthday gifts, I'm here to tell you that 1-800-Flowers.com is your ultimate birthday gifting destination. 1-800-Flowers has thoughtful and artfully created options that are guaranteed to deliver the best birthday surprise. Shop thousands of unique gifts at 1-800-Flowers.com for exclusive offers and great values. To order today, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in.
Mama, what does the chicken say? Dog. Cat. Giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
What up with you? Doug Gottlieb, Rob Parker, in for Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. Kind of a good, all right, we're getting close, toe in the water, football season sort of weekend. We had, over the last 4 days, we've had every team in the National Football League put on helmets, put on shoulder pads. Haven't seen every player, right? A lot to get to, though. And so while we saw some of the ones, we didn't see all the ones. We did see the rookie quarterbacks, and that's where we'll begin. Rob, we'll have Warren Sharp, who will join us, part of Sharp Football. We'll get his thoughts on these rookie quarterbacks. But, like, look, this is it's like a yearly thing. We get super, super hype over watching these guys play against very limited, in terms of schematics, defenses. Was there a guy, and there's plenty of young quarterbacks from, you know, from a Mac Jones to a Trevor Lawrence and to a Trey Lance to a Justin Fields, was there one that jumped out at you?
Let's start here real quick. Okay. And we're talking about a young quarterback, Jordan Love, who got hurt, nothing serious, but right, he's going to miss some work probably this week, Doug. Is if he were ready, if they really believed like he was ready, and I guess he had kind of what, one really good drive and five or six not that great drives, right? Just so-so. Mm-hmm. If he was ready or they felt like he was going to be that guy, do you think Aaron Rodgers would still be there?
Yes.
Okay. I'm asking.
Well, no, I mean, like, listen, when he was taken, it was at the, you know, it was at basically the perfect time. Right? He's a developmental quarterback. Remember, he only started 2 years in college at Utah State. His first year was very good. Second year, they had a coaching change. They weren't very good, and he wasn't very good either. It was more about talent, potential, upside. And if people remember back, the days leading up to the draft, he was a guy that people were like, you know, this guy could go in the top 10. Maybe he'll go higher than we think. And so I don't know if he fell, but he was going to go late first, and that's why the Green Bay Packers moved up and took him. And the plan was like, hey, he's 2 or 3 years away from being ready. That would be on track with when they can get out of the Aaron Rodgers deal. And if we go back, it's Aaron Rodgers coming off of a bit of a disappointing season 2 years ago. But Aaron Rodgers balled out last year and was the MVP of the league. They're not getting rid. You're not getting rid of the MVP of the league.
No, I get it. I'm just curious as to, you know, where he was. Did you get to watch most of him, Jordan Love?
No. No, I'm not, like, all my information on Jordan Love just comes from talking to NFL guys. Like, nobody watched him at Utah State. Right. I love the Aggies. I like the Mountain West, and I've covered it for years. But I can't say I sat down and goes like, "Ooh, Jordan Love. Let me break down this prospect." No, I can't say that I did.
So, who impressed you the most?
I think Fields.
Do you think Fields should be the starter from day one? You already know what Andy Dalton is. He's not going to get you there. Should you just, you know, go with the trend of today's NFL, which is put the guy in, just play the guy. He's only going to learn how to play by playing. Where years ago, maybe guys came along a little slower. It doesn't seem to be like that's the model. So why not, if you think he's that guy, just play him and make Andy Dalton the backup?
I think you can't. I think there just has to be a level where you think he's like, he's competent enough, he has enough knowledge where you're not going to over, you know, you can set a guy back, right? I mean, we just got done talking to Matt Hayes of you know, from Jacksonville, okay? And I mean, Jacksonville went through this entire same scenario. I don't know, it was 6-7 years ago. You draft a guy, you don't have high expectations to play the first year. He plays good in the preseason, and then you end up, you know, sticking him in there. Did you stick him in there too early? And then all of a sudden now he develops bad habits, right? Or a guy loses his confidence, right? Like a Sam Darnold, you have to play him, but you're playing him behind an offensive line with skill possession players that aren't good enough. And so you don't get a chance to understand all the things you're seeing. I thought Justin Fields saying that the game was a little bit slower than he thought. Now, he did couch it with like, hey, look, the defense I play against is a lot faster than the defense we played against. I would have told you if you went back 3-6 months ago, even the Bears guys were like, we're planning on sitting him, planning on letting Dalton play. But the guy's got freaks. There's a reason he was the number one recruit. There's a reason. And I know that you're throwing to open guys at Ohio State, and he wasn't as good when guys were covered this year at Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
But he does seem to have a little bit of that it factor. The problem with the Bears is they've actually been pretty good. Like the example is, do you know that the record of the last 3 years is the exact same as the Indianapolis Colts, and they've had similar success in the playoffs to the Indianapolis Colts? Yet people have this assumption that the Colts are so much better off than the Bears are, right?
I would have said that myself, just, right, you know, without looking at the data or the games, you know what I mean?
Yes.
I definitely would have felt that.
Okay, so like the problem with Trubisky was like, everybody lacked confidence. Like, oh boy, here comes the offense again. And I kind of think you have that with Dalton. Like, he can do all this stuff and he's fine and he's won, he's been in the playoffs and whatever, but this guy gives you a jolt. And if you can use that jolt to trigger that defense, which is the real strength of this team, like, I actually think there's something there. I'm it's not crazy to think they could be the second best team in that division if they get more than competent quarterback play. And occasionally he can make a play just upon his raw talent, and they can scheme up around him. So in this particular instance, I'm leaning more towards Justin Fields, considering how well he's played and how everybody said, like, he's taken a gigantic leap now that they're in live action. Okay.
Well,
so that would be, in that particular case, that's where I would lean.
And that makes sense, because when you have a defense, you don't have to put up 40 points to win a game, right?
Correct.
I mean, and that it's not like what Lawrence might have to do, or Zach Wilson or somebody else. It will be definitely a difference. So I understand that. And the other part is, I don't know, at some point we saw it with what's his name was with the Dolphins. I just forgot. The Ryan Fitzpatrick. You know, we kind of know who he is, and you wonder about wasting snaps on a guy like that, and you just say to yourself, do you really want to waste snaps on Andy Dalton when you know who he is as well, and the upside is on Fields is way bigger, and how long is that defense going to – I'm not saying it's over next – you know, this season, but – how long are you going to wait on it? You know what I mean? If you have a quarterback who you believe in, why not just put him in, let him learn, and go from there?
You know, when people look back at Russell Wilson. Now, remember when Russell Wilson came out, he was 24 years old, right? He had played 4 years. He transferred and played right away at Wisconsin, but he was older. He was 24, much older than Justin Fields. But when Russell Wilson, his first year with the Seattle Seahawks, they win 11 games. He threw for less than 200 yards, I think, 9 times.
Oh, yeah. No. That team was not about the quarterback, right?
No. And again, please don't think I'm telling you that Justin Fields is Russell Wilson. I'm not. I'm not saying that Russell Wilson is Tom Brady. But to those of us who lived in the start of the Tom Brady era, when they went to the Super Bowl, it was not about Tom Brady. Not even close to being about
Tom Brady. Thank you. Hello. Is this microphone on? Hello. Thank you, Doug. Because most people believe it was about Tom Brady. And it wasn't about Tom Brady. It was about the defense and Adam Vinatieri, the best kicker in NFL history. And that's how they used to win games.
No. His first Super Bowl, he absolutely just managed. He managed the game. He had one huge drive in the Super Bowl.
How many touchdowns did he throw in the entire playoffs? The first year they won a Super Bowl.
I'm guessing you're going to say like one.
Yes. Okay. There you go.
So right. I mean, like, look, you can diminish. You can be the guy who wants to diminish the fact
I'm
that
he not went trying to. I'm
he went to.
You facts.
He went to 9 other Super Bowls.
That's fine.
He's won 6 Super Bowls. Like, you can go ahead and be that guy. Like, I think we have enough data to prove to us that Tom Brady.
The Super Bowl he won against
winning.
The Rams. How many touchdowns did you throw in that one?
Did they win the game?
No, I'm asking.
You're going to do the thing. Like, if you want to do the thing where you go like, hey, Tom Brady isn't. It sucks. We can do that. You can be the guy on the island. I'm trying to say that you can win with a young quarterback who just manages it. And here's 2-star quarterbacks that early in their careers just manage the game. If you want to do the Brady thing, that's fine. Like we can do it again.
Brady. We already.
I have 9 other Super Bowls to point out that the guy affects winning more so than any quarterback we've ever had. Does that mean he has the best skill set of any quarterback? Like, no, but you can be that guy if you would like.
No,
that
but I can also
to diminish all the success of Tom Brady.
I could also give you the flip side on the Patriots defense and what they did in second halves of Super Bowls that even gave him the opportunity when they shut the other teams down, where they didn't give up any.
Sure.
I mean, it's unbelievable on how good the defense has been during the time. That's all I'm saying.
No, even this
past year when they went in Tampa, Tom played fine.
Yeah,
but they had a defense in Tampa Bay that stopped Patrick Mahomes from scoring any points in the Super Bowl. 0 points in the Super Bowl, and yet the story was all about Tom Brady. Patrick Mahomes is supposed to be the next coming of, as Chris Broussard would always say, he's Jordan-esque. That was his take on Patrick Mahomes, and that guy scored no points in the Super Bowl. That's all I'm saying, Doug.
Well, I mean, they're missing four offensive linemen against
whatever
a dynamic
it is. He didn't get any points. Were they ever in position to score?
No, it's complete domination. I'm not arguing that, right? It just, they were completely and thoroughly dominated in that game. Okay? But again, like we're moving the goalposts here.
No,
if you don't think Tom Brady affects winning or affects the defense in that
as much as he's given credit is my point. I'm not saying he's not. He's a great player, a Hall of Famer. He's won a ton, and he's been very lucky as well along the way. That's all.
I believe you said he's the luckiest of all time.
The LOAT. He is the LOAT, not the GOAT in my eyes. Montana is the GOAT.
Rob Parker.
They didn't have a dynamic defense. He didn't play with the greatest wide receiver of all time. He didn't play for the greatest coach.
He won two Super Bowls with Jerry Rice, two without. He was 4-0 in the Super Bowl, 11 touchdowns, no picks. Awesome. He won three MVPs, Doug, and two of the four Super Bowls. He needed a touchdown to win the game, not Adam Vinatieri kicking an 89-yard field goal to win the game. That's how good Joe Montana was. That's all
I'm
saying.
Look, I love Joe Montana, and I'm with you if we want to make the real argument about is Joe Montana the greatest of all time? Is Tom Brady the greatest of all time? Like, it's great. Like, and I could, and people have forgotten about Brett Favre. I think he's in that conversation. I think Aaron Rodgers in that conversation. I think Peyton Manning has been in that conversation. Personally, I love Montana would be more my guy, but again, your diminishing of Tom Brady and what he's been able to do is kind of, at some point it gets to be like, dude, he's been to 10. Like, let's stop. And he got hurt before what would have been the best team that he ever played with, right? They went 18-0 losing the Super Bowl because the offensive line can't block, right?
Oh, is that what happened? Is that why they lost? Okay.
Yes.
He also lost to Eli Manning twice in the Super Bowl. And if you remember,
yes, because his offense, because the defensive line from the
overthrew, was that Welker. Or was that you remember that
Welker?
That
overthrow? Yeah, hit him in the hands. Welker dropped it, but it wasn't a great throw. It did hit him in the hands
in that spot.
If you'd like me to send you the video clip, it did
I've
hit
seen
his hands.
It. I would.
Hit his
you
hands?
Know what? I
would. Did it, wait. I, yeah, did it hit it, his hands
after he did a twister move? It hit his hands. And
did it hit him in the hands?
Nobody's a bigger Tom Brady guy than Skip Bayless. Yeah. Skip Bayless and I were on First Take the Monday after the Super Bowl, and even Skip Bayless, who idolizes and praises and loves Tom Brady, said it wasn't a good throw, because it wasn't. A guy who's supposed to be the GOAT, the greatest player, GOAT, greatest of all time, would have made a better throw to a wide-open receiver, which would have sealed that Super Bowl, and he didn't make it.
Look, it's fair. wasn't a great throw. The story of those two Super Bowls, if we're fair, the story of those two Super Bowls was the dynamic defensive line of the New York Giants, okay, and how they got after him. That's really kind of what it comes down to.
Can you give Eli Manning credit that he made two of the most unbelievable throws? The throw to Manningham might be the greatest throw I ever saw in a Super Bowl.
Oh, stop. Come on, dude.
What?
The greatest throw you've ever seen.
Up the sideline?
It was a great throw.
Would a defender on Drake?
The greatest throw you've ever seen in a Super Bowl?
What? One off.
Bro. Come on. Come on. Easy.
Rob Parker.
Come on, Rob. Rob. Right. The David Tyree run one when he was in the grass when he catches against his helmet. Like,
okay. Let me stop because this is where everybody does that.
So Tom Brady is lucky, but we've only seen one helmet catch in the history of the Super Bowl, and Eli Manning is clutch.
Like, okay, here's where all sports talk show hosts like you, Doug, make the mistake. Okay. And they go to the David Tyree, that was lucky. What about that?
It was.
Did that win the game?
If he gets sacked,
no,
they lose
did
the game.
That play if he gets David sacked, Tyree win the game?
No one play wins a game.
Okay, so what happened is after making that play and avoiding the sack and making the throw and getting the ball off, he still had to find Plaxico Burress in the end zone eventually to win the game.
No question.
So he didn't win the game on that play. Like, he just threw it up and David Tyree jumped up.
You're making, He did throw it. He did just throw it up. He did just jump up. He did catch it against his helmet. It was lucky. No one's arguing that. You're the only one saying it said we're going to win the game. My point is simply like therein lies the difference, right? Tom Brady throws a ball. Again, I know it's a different game. Throws the ball, hits Wes Welker in the hands. Tough catch, no question. He doesn't make the catch. Eli Manning throws one up for grabs after nearly getting sacked. Okay, David Tyree catches against his helmet. One guy's lucky, one guy's not, but you're pointing out that Tom Brady's the luckiest of all time. That actually goes counter to your argument, right? Matter of fact, it destroys your argument, but that's okay. The bigger part is like if you're gonna pick apart the things he didn't do in the Super Bowl, and again, I'm not even a Tom Brady guy, but I will tell you they're down 28-3 to the Atlanta Falcons. I tucked my kids in and I was like, guys, sorry, Patriots lost this year. And then I watched the greatest comeback in the history of the Super Bowl. It was authored by the same Thomas Edward Patrick Brady.
No, it wasn't. It was about the defense. Are you kidding me? And it was a terrible coaching job by Shanahan. That's why Tom
Shanahan
Brady
coached
was
the
able to win.
Shanahan coached the defense?
No, I'm talking about offense. They're on they're on the 22-yard line. They're in field goal, first and 10 at the 22.
I'm with you. Nobody blows a game. Nobody wins a game without the other guy blowing a game. I got it. Okay. Tom Brady was terrible, was under duress, was bad for 2.5 to 3 quarters of that game, okay, against the Atlanta Falcons. But in order to come back from 28-3, they had touchdown drive of touchdown drive of touchdown drive of touchdown drive. Tom Brady was the quarterback, correct? Right? Even if you want to go to the play they made against Seattle, right? Where Malcolm Butler, right, had the interception, right? Lost in it was the drive before Tom Brady gets the ball against one of the most dynamic defenses we've seen the last 20 years in the Legion of Boom, marches down the football field and scores. Even when they lost to the Philadelphia Eagles, where he made a bad read on his last throw, like they didn't punt the entire time, the entire game against the Eagles.
When the game was on the line, I like the way you poo-pooed that he coughed up the football at the end of the game, which was the difference.
Okay, but like, didn't they have like 600 yards of offense? Like, Tom Brady for Steven Gostkowski
missing
field goals?
Who was the better quarterback in that game? Who was the better quarterback? Who played better?
That's a hard one because, I mean, Foles played well.
Foles made every throw in that game that he needed to make. He played. Tom Brady had better stats, but Foles played better.
The Patriots defense was awful. Right? It was awful. Like, let's just kind of call it like it is. It was bad. But like, look, if you want to sit here and defame Tom Brady, like
I'm
that's
not defaming
cool.
him.
Yes, you are.
I'm just saying.
Yes, you are. You're coming up with a reason, not excuse, a reason why Tom Brady is lucky and massively overrated. I'm like, look, if we had a small sample size, that'd be cool. We have a huge sample size. And oh, yeah, by the way, after the greatest regular season that we have seen in our lifetime, 16-0, and they lose in a close game in the Super Bowl, that whole team comes back the next year and he gets hurt. Like, we were almost robbed of the prime of Tom Brady because he had an ACL injury and he can't. The next year you're coming back and at the end of his career,
what did they go? 11-5 without Brady? Do you remember that? Without Brady?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they won 16
the
year before.
They really went down the tank, the tubes, without Tom Brady. It's incredible.
Rob, they went 16-0 the year before.
Okay, but they
go 11-5.
11 games in the NFL is nothing to poo-poo, Doug. Are you kidding?
No, they were a very good team. They're the best team in the league. They just didn't have their quarterback, and that's why they had 5 fewer wins the following season than they had the season with him. Right? If a team wins, if they had won 12 games and then they win 7 games the next year, you'd be like, wow, that's a massive drop-off. Well, they won 16 games and they win 11. It's the exact same drop-off, Rob. It's just you're fascinated by the number 11. 5 fewer wins is a massive
number. Doug, you're not
going to
win 16 games every year. That was a once.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their general tires, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
In a lifetime. Come on,
you're,
man.
You're right. He had double-digit wins every season but one as a starting quarterback.
Yeah,
he
well, just he won gets a Super six Bowl wins 43 playing years in old. The AFC least every year. So don't pat Tom Brady on the back for beating up also rans in the AFC least his entire career.
Okay. the things got fiery in the stands in SoFi this weekend. Right? Another video moment where we can be embarrassed as America's sports fans. But how did the firepower translate to the Rams and the Chargers on the field this year? We'll get to that upcoming next, right? With two dynamic quarterbacks in LA. That's next. But first, the compact GLA proves it's not the size of the SUV in the fight. It's the size of the fight in the SUV. Learn more about the nimble and ready for anything Mercedes-Benz at MBUSA.com. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at FoxSportsRadio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app, by searching FSR.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Doug Gottlieb, Rob Parker in for Dan and the Danettes here in the Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. Okay, so let me ask you this, Rob. Two quarterbacks in L.A., and look, everyone's talking about the fight. Have you seen the fight in the stands at SoFi Stadium?
I saw it. Okay. It was crazy. And what? I would have been fighting mad, too, if my $9 Pepsi got thrown around. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, but that's the fight we're talking about, which you can pretty much see everywhere, right, is there's a huge dude with a Rams, Aaron Donald Rams jersey.
Looks
Ram
like
on Ram.
Ready for a fight because he's there pointing at two or three other guys. You know, I mean, there was a smart guy right there who, I don't know if it was his girlfriend or wife. Did you see it, Doug, where he gets her immediately out the way? Like this is brewing. Like, this is, you could see what's going to happen here, but the guy looked like he was looking for a fight.
Yes, but then he was being pulled away, and then from the back and to the left, a woman who's like two rows back picks up a Pepsi cup. You know, and at SoFi, I'm guessing that's like $10 Pepsi.
That's what I'm saying. Who
and
would
throws it at a dude. Doesn't look like it was even hers. She throws it at a dude, and the guy had his back to him, and he goes run our test, right? Gets hit with a cup, and then he tried to three stooge slap him. Did you see that? He went
right,
which he did. He got in a couple looks, and then he got whooped, and he got jumped by like four dudes as he got pushed into the row. But
which
the bigger,
I don't understand. Why are you attacking four people? Like, seriously, wait. Doug, what am I missing? Do you have a shot?
Well, he got hit with a cup, and he probably didn't know he got hit with a cup. You know, tempers run hot. Like, I don't know. I don't know why anybody would get in a fight at a football game. I've never been to that. You know, like I've never been to that point where I have any sort of, you know, dudes are rude and saying obnoxious stuff.
I'm with you. I'm not going to a ball game to get beat up. It ain't happening.
Well, that guy obviously looked like he thought he was the biggest dude on the block, and that's all good. But when you're sideways and there's four other dudes whooping on you, it's pretty hard. The bigger thing is, though, that the woman does that. She's like the cup thrower from the. Did you see the Malice at the Palace documentary that's come out?
I actually missed that game of all that. I went to every single Pistons game for about, Doug, home game especially, for about six, seven years. And I had a speaking engagement that night. It was a Friday night. And I was going to drive up to the Palace after the engagement to catch the second half. And the problem was, as I was driving from the event, to get on the freeway to go to the Palace, which you know was 30 miles outside of Detroit, I have to pass my apartment. I get in the car, I turn on the radio, and the Pistons are down 15 points. And I'm like, do I really want to drive 30 miles to this game, right, when there's no game going on, it's a blowout, and my apartment is right here to the left, all I have to do is turn and left, and I'm home. so I turned left, and so I missed it.
It's okay. I mean, my greatest miss is, do you remember the kick six, Auburn and Alabama?
Yes.
I don't know how many years ago this is. So it's, I think it was 2013-ish Iron Bowl, right? So I have a dear friend who is a huge, Mike Hairston is a huge alum and supporter of Auburn football. He has a box at the games, and he was like, bro, you got to come. And I had a game the next day. I had a college basketball game for CBS. And I still have, he took a picture. I put it out on social media. He had a ticket waiting for me for the box. And I was going to fly to Atlanta overnight, drive and go to the game and then go to my basketball game. And CBS was like, you know, we'd like you to get there the day before just to be safe. And so I watched the entire game at LAX, and I'm sitting there going like, all right, I missed, but Auburn's going to lose. I'm not sure I want to be when they lose anyway. It's a great football game. And then that happens.
Right.
And so that's the greatest miss of my fandom. Warren Sharp joins us, Sharp Football Analysis. Follow him on social media at Warren Sharp. Warren, do you have a story
of a game
you were supposed to go to, but for whatever, you just like, whatever, you didn't go to, and it ended up becoming an all-timer?
No, I don't think so. I'm a little bit opposite. I like to work, and I'm preparing my bankroll. I'm betting on these games, and so I prefer to just stay home in the era of HD and watch all these games. So now I can't say that there's been one that falls into that category for me.
Warren, I'm sorry. I hear the HD. I hear the 60, 70-inch screen. But there's nothing, I hate to break it to you, there's nothing like being at a ball game. Because as good as the picture is and all the angles and all that, it's just not the same.
Oh, I don't doubt that. Look, when we're talking, I'm an NFL guy. So I'm solely NFL. I mean, maybe I could go to a basketball game out of season, something like that. But if we're talking football, right, I've had some great experiences in college, you know, college football. That atmosphere is crazy. But we're talking NFL football here. There's just nothing that could get me. You could give me free tickets to a box on a Monday night game, and I'd probably say I'd rather watch the game from home, live bet it, and track data while I'm doing so. And forget about Sunday with all the games that are going on Sunday. Mm-hmm. I've got to be in my bunker watching all of these games.
No question. I mean, no question. It's better to watch it at home. We were just talking about one-off.
Not for me. I love to go to the game.
Yes, but the problem with NFL games is, with the exception of the Sunday night and the Monday, you do feel like you're missing something. You're missing
it's
the ability.
It's called highlights.
To,
it's called you could watch doesn't, any
doesn't,
game
doesn't
you
tell
want.
The, doesn't tell the story. All right, Warren, let's get to.
I've never seen the red zone. I've never. I, you know what?
What?
I watch one. I've never seen the red zone. I don't even know what that is. Okay,
I
watch
it's
one
the,
football
arguably
game.
Arguably the greatest channel
no,
in the
I
history
watch
of
one
sports
football
television
game because I want to watch the game, defense and offense. I want to watch the game.
Well, see, when you're talking, Rob, when you're talking about highlights, that's what the Red Zone channel is. The Red Zone channel is all about highlights. It's giving you all the plays that happen when a team's close to scoring. I know, I hear you, Doug, that you love that channel. I absolutely detest that channel because I don't know what's happening in the rest of the game. And if
right.
I'm going to be prognosticating these games, I have to watch all of the plays that lead up to a team getting into the red zone, not just the plays when they're close to scoring. So I do not even watch the red zone channel. I'm
Thank
literally
you.
Sitting here with 8-9 TVs on at once, watching right. all of the games unfold at the same time.
Okay. Well, I would offer some sort of hybrid if I were to devise. And what I always do at my house is you got to have two screens. And I think the red zone is great because it shows you what's happening and it bounces around game to game. And then you can have another screen or two other screens, whatever, where you can sit in and you can watch actual drives and actual football. I think the 7 or 8, it sounds good in practice. The reality of it's really, really hard. And I've sat in studios for years watching games. It's really hard to really mentally focus in on that many games. And I know, Warren, something you've done. But you talked about the data. Let's get to the actual data. How useful is the data from week one of the preseason in terms of the young quarterback, any of these quarterbacks, and what they're likely to do in the season?
Yeah, look, I mean, these coaches are just trying to get the quarterbacks comfortable and to see what they've got. I think a lot of people who are looking at Justin Fields, let's throw out one name, for example, and with regard to Justin Fields, you know, his first couple of drives didn't look that great, and then he looked like he settled in. But here's the thing that I would encourage people to go back and study, where he started those first drives from. He was inside his 20-yard line on all three of those drives, and I can tell you it almost doesn't matter the coach. Coaches are going to call things a little bit more conservatively and use different types of plays when a team is backed up inside their own 20-yard line, let alone with a rookie quarterback getting his first NFL action. So I think you need to tone down the fact that, you know, we're going to ding Justin Fields a little bit for what he was doing in the beginning of that game. But for the rest of these guys, look, I definitely think there's things to be taken away from these preseason games, but you don't want to make sweeping judgments about anybody or writing them off. I think Trey Lance has massive upside, but what I think is great about how he fits into the San Francisco offense, to me at least, is that he is going to raise that team's ceiling when they need that ceiling raised for the postseason. You don't need him coming in there week one, week two. In the early part of the season, what the 49ers need is a high floor, and that's what Jimmy G gives you. So I really do not want the 49ers to move Jimmy G. I want Jimmy G to stay there. I want him to start the season. I want that floor to be really high as this team racks off win after win after win, incorporate Trey Lance a little bit, and then turn the reins over to him at some point in the season when you need to raise your ceiling, which is stuff that Jimmy G can't really do.
Is Zach Wilson doomed with the Jets? Nobody seems to be able to get anything going with that organization. A team I grew up with. I used to go to Shea Stadium as a kid to watch them play. But or is he going to be the guy to finally get this franchise turned around?
It's a great question. I think they're absolutely headed in the right direction with him. I don't know, again, where his ceiling necessarily is, because I did have a few more questions about him coming out of BYU. But what I can tell you is this. The ceiling is very high without Adam Gase there. I don't think we're prepared to process yet mentally how much better this offense is going to be now that Adam Gase isn't calling plays. You also have Joe Douglas going out there and prioritizing drafting offensive linemen. He's done that for the last 2 years with his first, you know, top picks in the draft. This year he got Elijah Vera Tucker. Last year he picked an offensive lineman with his first overall pick of the draft. They are going to be able to protect Zach Wilson. And I think this division is a little bit more wide open after Buffalo than some people think. I kind of like Miami here, but it wouldn't surprise me if the New York Jets are able to exceed their 6-win total this season. Although this is not kind of like the year we're expecting them to do a whole lot. This is a rebuilding process. We need to give them patience as an organization, but I think that they are headed in the right direction.
Okay, so aside from the fisticuffs in the stands, both the Rams and the Chargers feel really good about having quarterbacks who can make every throw and every play. What do you think about Stafford and the addition of his arm, his mentality to Sean McVay's offense?
Well, it's hard not to say that it's a clear upgrade over Jared Goff. At the same time, I'm trying to pump my brakes a little bit because it seems like the hype train is getting a little bit off the rails with the LA Rams. And it's just the team that everybody's talking about, the team that everybody's betting on. And at this point in time, all the bookmakers are basically going to be rooting against the Rams. There's been so many futures taken out for them to win the NFC West, for them to win the Super Bowl, that it's like the bookmakers really need this team to kind of stumble a little bit. And for that reason, I don't want to be betting with the public. I want to be betting with the bookmakers. I took the 49ers to exceed their win total. I'm betting on the 49ers a little bit more than I think the public is doing this year with the hype on the Rams. I think they're better. But they did lose a number of coaches and players on the defensive side of the football. And I think this team, although great when you just map out who their starters are, do have a little bit of depth concerns on both sides of the football. And in a 17-game season, that type of thing could end up costing this team by the time we reach December and January.
And it's going to be interesting. I can't wait to see. You know, everybody, Stafford is the Messiah here in Los Angeles, so we'll wait and see. Never won a division, never won a playoff game, 12 years. I saw the guy play up front from day one of his career, and I think that Sean McVay and the Rams, good luck getting to the Super Bowl with him.
Well, they got the Super Bowl with Jared Goff. One last one real quick, Warren. The Saints have a big decision. Obviously, they're not going to have Michael Thomas, so you're losing your most dynamic wide receiver as a playmaker. Obviously, you have an incredible weapon as a hybrid running back and wide receiver, but it's only one preseason game in. What's your sense of what they'll do at quarterback between Taysom Hill and Jameis?
Well, I think, number one, I really respect Sean Payton, but if we're going to be realistic here, the only way to look, in my opinion, is Jameis Winston. Taysom.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments, where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of Mobile Tire Installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hill is not the type of guy that's going to be your every down leader as a quarterback and be able to have the entire playbook open to him to execute, read defenses correctly, get the ball out on time and accurately. It's just not going to work, in my opinion, right now. And I respect Sean Payton a lot. So, A, I think that Jameis Winston is going to win that job. But, B, I do think that they probably are going to utilize a lot of Taysom Hill, and especially maybe early on in the season. And for that reason, I think that the Saints are going to struggle some this season because it's going to go too much. It's going to be thought too much about how well Drew Brees maintained efficiency on early downs, passing the football. This team had a very high pass rate. Passes are more efficient than rushes. They gain more yards. I think this team is going to be faced with more third downs. They're not going to convert them as often because they're going to be longer yards to go on these third downs, and they're going to take more sacks and turn the ball over more times. And all of those things are going to lead to more losses. It's very clear this team is going to struggle more this season as a result of not passing the ball quite as often. And I think whichever quarterback's back there, Sean Payton's going to run the football more often than he did with Drew Brees, and that's going to cause problems for this offense.
Awesome stuff. Warren Sharp, Sharp Football Analysis. Follow him on social media.
He's,
you can get all
sharp.
He's very, very sharp. It's awesome stuff. And he, unlike so many others, you and me included, he pays attention to every game and breaks them down every week for you. Again, it's at Warren Sharp. Warren, great stuff. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, guys.
LeBron and Russell Westbrook were hanging out at Summer League over the weekend. What's realistic expectations for the Lakers? With Rob Parker, I'm Doug Gottlieb. That's next in the Dan Patrick Show.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
If you love to be remembered as the person who gives the best birthday gifts, I'm here to tell you that 1-800-Flowers.com is your ultimate birthday gifting destination. 1-800-Flowers has thoughtful and artfully created options that are guaranteed to deliver the best birthday surprise. Shop thousands of unique gifts at 1-800-Flowers.com for exclusive offers and great values. To order today, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in.
Doug Gottlieb, Rob Parker, in for Dan and the Danettes. Here the Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. So, you don't like Matt Stafford?
No, I'm just, I don't believe he's the savior that people are making him out to be. He'll have to prove it to me. I've seen him in big games. I've seen him in situations where it hasn't worked out for the Lions. I know that everybody blames the Lions for everything that's happened. Played 12 years in Detroit. We'll see. I'm just not
were
there.
Were they well coached in Detroit? Did you feel like, hey, that was a really
well?
They
had some good coaches. No, it wasn't. Look, the franchise has won playoff win in 57 years. Okay, so I'm not going to sit here and make it like it's all his fault. But I'm not going to crown the guy and say they're getting to the Super Bowl. I do not believe, Doug, that the Rams will make it to the Super Bowl during Matthew Stafford's time in Los Angeles.
Okay. I mean, like, look, I mean, I think he's part of the story. They're obviously constructed very, very differently than other teams where they have an absolute superstar on defense, maybe the best football player in the game on defense in Aaron Donald. And then the way they used him last year, Jalen Ramsey would just Swiss Army knife, put him on whoever the other team's best player is, and good luck. And we have no idea how well it would have worked because Aaron Donald wasn't healthy when they lost to the Packers in the playoffs. But that was when they felt like they were being held back or limited offensively because of Jared Goff and whether he couldn't make the plays downfield or wouldn't make the plays downfield or wasn't as invested. They just feel like he's an upgrade. And they were close with Goff and got to a Super Bowl with Goff. So the idea is if you're close with Goff and you have an upgrade, you're going to be a better football team. I think that's a logical argument.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that they're going to the Super Bowl.
No.
And if Stafford doesn't get to the Super Bowl, it's a failure in Los Angeles.
It's Super Bowl or bust.
Yes,
that's the only.
Absolutely, that's the only thing that'll work for the Rams. Absolutely,
it's the only thing that'll work for the Rams.
Yeah, like, because they already went to the Super Bowl with Jared Goff. No, I'm not buying that. You're telling me Matthew Stafford could come to LA for 3 years and then not make it to the Super Bowl, and it's okay?
I think context matters. If Aaron Donald
what was the
got
goal in bringing him here,
No, I'm not saying it's not the goal, but you're making it as if unless you get that's such a flawed argument, right?
It's like, not flawed. Like, Sports has a short menu, Doug, wins and losses.
It's okay.
That's
so
all.
I didn't say wins and losses weren't important, but you don't have to win every game. Like so the Packers season last year a bad one or a.
It was a failure. They had the number one seed in the NFC.
Yes.
They had the NFC championship game on their home field.
Yes.
They had beaten the number one defense in the Rams in the playoffs 2 weeks before or whatever it was when they played them. And my point is Aaron Rodgers had arguably his greatest season, maybe not quarterback rating. I think one season was better. But he had, obviously, with his numbers and touchdowns and red zone and all the other stuff, and they didn't get to the Super Bowl. It was a failure.
It wasn't a failure. It was a disappointing end to an incredible season. That's the way it actually works.
It was a failure.
David Bakhtiari. Offensive line wasn't good enough. He was under duress. You know, it's the same thing with like, okay, so the Rams, you know, failure last year. Like, no, Aaron Donald was hurt. You have no idea what your ceiling really was. You don't have your best player.
But it happens in sports all the time. Some teams win. I'm not saying if you're best player, but people have injuries and somehow they find a way to win. We've seen that. I mean,
I get it. But the core, you would agree the core of what makes the Rams who they are is the fact they have the best player in football on their defensive line, and everything is built around that. And when you
the case, then why are you blaming Jared Goff as the reason why they didn't win? I mean, when the year they went to the Super Bowl, and I might be off, they had the fifth greatest offense in the history of the NFL.
Yes.
And they got undressed. Sean McVay got undressed by Bill Belichick when he scored 3 points on an 89-yard field goal. That's all they could muster. And it's on. And now, because they didn't get it done, it's on the quarterback. It's not the boy genius coach anymore.
No, listen. I if you ask Sean McVay, he would tell you he didn't coach well enough in that game. But they felt like part of it was the limitations of what they had at quarterback that limited them, and this relieves them of those limitations. All right, we got some Lakers to get to. We got some quarterbacks to get to, including Justin Fields and Trey Lance. Okay, Justin Fields and Trey Lance. We'll get to next hour. Really, really quickly, your expectations on the Lakers. With their roster, we saw Russ and LeBron working out together, hanging out together in Vegas.
I'm not buying it. I think they're too old. The chances of all those pieces staying healthy for an entire NBA season, not buying it.
All right, we'll get to that next hour. Justin Fields and Trey Lance, big moments over the weekend. But should they translate immediately in the NFL? We'll get to that upcoming next.
If you love to be remembered as the person who gives the best birthday gifts, I'm here to tell you that 1-800-Flowers.com is your ultimate birthday gifting destination. 1-800-Flowers has thoughtful and artfully created options that are guaranteed to deliver the best birthday surprise. Shop thousands of unique gifts at 1-800-Flowers.com for exclusive offers and great values. To order today, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.